Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I would like to make a toast to celebrate
all three of my adult children moving back in with us, eating my food and using my gas-powered heat.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm not living here, just staying here until they fix up my new brownstone.
And we're very happy about it.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. So actress Elizabeth Perkins is no stranger to Chicago. She attained her certificate in acting from the Goodman School of Drama at DePaul University, made her film debut in 1986 in About Last Night, and had a career breakthrough co-starring with Tom Hanks not long after in Big. She starred in the Showtime TV series Weeds. She starred in the Emmy-winning miniseries Sharp Objects on HBO, stars in the Apple TV Plus series Truth Be Told, and also stars with Dennis Leary in the second season of The Moodies on Fox. And to talk about it all is Elizabeth Perkins. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. How are you?
I am delightful. Boy, you're busy.
Good. Thank goodness on that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
God, so grateful to be working.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when was the first time you got to actually go back on set and be with human beings? Was that last fall at some point?
After a long year, it's been long for everyone, we sure. went back up to Montreal right after Christmas. And shot through December, January, February, and into March. Just got back a few weeks ago, and we're already on the air. So
I know, it's
it was fast and furious and very challenging in COVID. But Fox was really great about maintaining pretty strict protocols. So we all felt safe, and we were all very diligent, and we were just grateful that, you know, in a time when a lot of people are out of work, that we had jobs.
You're back to work.
Really grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a taste of the Moodies, and it seems like a million years ago because of this crazy year, but it was back in late 2019. If folks haven't seen it yet, tell folks about what the show is all about.
Well, the Moodies are a tight-knit family from the south side of Chicago.
Love that.
Sean Sr., played by Dennis Leary, runs a heating and air conditioning company, and he's pretty close to retirement. My character, Anne, I'm married to Dennis Leary. I'm a stay-at-home mom who is trying to sort of branch out into other experiences now that her three children are grown. And I say grown, but they still haven't really left the house yet.
No, right.
They have yet to fly from the nest. So we're sort of dealing with that. God, I'd like to be an empty nester, but they just won't leave. Which I think, especially during this pretty trying year that we've had, a lot of parents and families can relate to.
Absolutely. I was going to say, and really, I mean, for young people, it is a growing trend into your 20s, sometimes early 30s, that you are still living at home. And at some point, you're mm-hmm. right, the parents are like, okay, you know, maybe let's start looking for something else so we can...
Yeah, maybe you want to go live in the garage or maybe go sleep in the car. You
know? That's great. Well, you know, the show started off, I remember seeing it was more of a Christmas thing. And mm-hmm. we talk about family and living all under one roof. And of course, we all did that last year in all intensity. This is not a sappy and sentimental family. I would say more brutally honest, ball busting with one another, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and also when you think about Dennis Leary, you know that it's not going to be, you know, saccharine. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of the reasons I was attracted to the show, because so often you see sort of these sweetened families that aren't really based in reality. I mean, not in my personal experience, nor in Dennis's, nor in anybody else on the show. You know, families fight. You know, people that are in long-term marriages, like Dennis and I on the show, you fight. It doesn't mean that defines the marriage or the marriage is ending because you're having a blowout. blowouts happen. They happen between siblings and brothers and sisters, husbands and wives,
absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely.
But they are a family that is loyal and bound to each other, regardless of the current situation.
Well, you know, when I think of other shows, and not putting down other shows, but like, you know, This Is Us and some of these other programs, they just feel right too saccharine to me. They don't seem real. This is not what I'm certainly living every single day. I have fun watching this because I feel like, they get it. I mean, this is honestly what it is all about.
Right. And it's all based on love. I mean, you may not like your brother at the moment, but you love him.
That's right.
And that's very real to me and very human.
How did the show end up? And we'll talk about your Chicago connections later, but how did this show end up on the south side of Chicago?
One of our creators, Bob Fisher, grew up on the south side. I want to say Evergreen Park, but I'm not 100% sure about that. And so this is very much a story of his life growing up and sort of an homage to his father and his siblings and his mom. So this is very much, you know, his sort of autobiography, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And again, great cast. You talked about Dennis, you know, of course, no stranger to edgy, you know, The Job, Rescue Me, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll. Funny, funny guy.
Right.
Must be a pleasure working with him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But it must be a blast. I mean, working with one another.
Well, it's so funny with Dennis because I'd never met him before this, which was odd to me that, you know, I've been doing this for so long and so is he, and yet our paths never crossed, and I didn't realize that he and I actually grew up about 40 miles away from each other, and back east, where I spent most of my childhood. He from Worcester, Mass, me from Coleraine, Mass, and then Chelsea Fry, who plays our daughter, mm-hmm. she's from Andover, Mass. So there was a lot of common language there, and it's interesting with Dennis because his stand-up is so I want to say vicious and sardonic and sarcastic. Mm-hmm. And yet in real life, he's just a teddy bear. He's such a lovable human and humanitarian and kind and generous. And I just adored working with him.
That's great.
He's really a good guy.
That's great. Great to hear. You're also working a parallel on another TV show for Apple TV Plus called Truth Be Told.
Yes.
Based on the novel Are You Sleeping by Kathleen Barber. Now, the book and series... Yes. They're very different from one another.
Very different.
Yeah.
Very different. It was Octavia and the creator, Nichelle Tramble, really wanted to expand on it as opposed to take it literally. And they're in their second season now. So it's going to be more of revolving crime stories as opposed to just focusing on one. And it's really more a story of her home life. And how she navigates her home life based on, all the research and detective work that she's doing on these various crime stories.
Yeah, it was only supposed to be initially one season, but it went so well. Yeah,
right.
We're getting into another season here. It's a story of guilt versus innocence. Your role is the mother of the accused, and you have kids, so you almost can put yourself in the character's shoes to understand how difficult that might be.
Oh, a horrible situation. Aaron Paul plays my son, and he's in prison for a crime that he didn't commit, and she knows he didn't commit this murder. And imagining what it would be like to be alone, a single mother, and your only child is in prison, there, you can't move forward, you can't move backward, you're just stuck in this limbo. And she's also very sick.
Yeah.
She has cancer. So she's kind of locked in her house in this terrible situation. And I won't say what happens at the end.
Okay. Yeah, please hold off on that. But I was going to say, true crime is really one of the hottest genres of all of television, streaming, movies, podcasts, with no end in sight. So I think a lot of people are drawn to series like this just for that reason.
Oh, absolutely. And it sort of mixes the mediums of podcast and television because she's, you know, doing a podcast on the show.
Right.
So it's an interesting blend of those two mediums, and I think it works really well.
And Kate Hudson joining the cast for the second season, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's also been 35 years since the movie About Last Night was released, one that prominently featured Chicago, and we'll talk to Elizabeth Perkins about that next on 720 WGN.
So?
So what?
So tell me.
What?
About last night.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you pulling my leg?
So?
So out there, so?
Yeah?
Yeah, 20 couple years old.
You gotta be fooling.
No.
You devil.
What, you think she hadn't been around?
Yeah.
Hadn't gone the route?
She knew the route, did she?
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Yeah.
She wrote the route.
No. So tell me.
So, okay, so where am I?
So you're probably at the pancake house.
So, okay, I'm over at the pancake house. Who walks in over to the cash register but this chick?
Right.
A 19-20-year-old
chick. Who we talking about?
She wants to buy a pack of Viceroys.
Oh, I can believe it.
Gets the smokes and does this number about how she forgot her purse up in her room.
Up in her room?
Yeah.
Was she a pro?
At that age?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, we don't know. So down we sit, we get to talking, this, that, blah, 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 and it's come up to my room and I'll pay you back for the smokes.
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
And was she a pro?
At this point, we don't know. But up we go. And it's, sit down. You want a drink? Well, what do you got? Bourbon. Fine. And then what shot does she up and pull? Hey, she says, I think I want to take a shower.
No.
Yeah. And B, she says, then let's.
She said that.
What did I just tell you?
You're kidding.
Was she a pro?
At this point, we don't know. So anyway, I do say I'll join you in the shower if you have no objections.
Of course.
So into the old shower we go. Does this broad have a body?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? So tell me.
The the legs? Are you fooling me? The on this broad?
Young
well, yeah, young broad, young
right.
So anyway, we get out, toweling each other up in his or her full glory.
Yeah.
But while we're toweling off, I flick the towel at her very playfully like. And by accident, it catches her a good one on the thwack, we got this big red mark.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm all sorry and so forth, but what does this broad do but let out a squeal of pleasure and relief that would f***ing kill a horse?
No.
So what the hell? I'm liberal. I'd pick up a chair and I heave it at her.
Bernie, this is Debbie.
Debbie, this is Bernie.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, you're a very attractive woman. Anybody ever tell you that before?
Huh? Bernie.
What?
This is,
Joan.
Joan, Bernie.
Joan, that's a nice name. So sit down. You want a drink? Mother, some drinks?
I don't want anything. I gotta go.
Wait. What do you do?
Me.
Well, yeah, for a living.
I'm a neurosurgeon. You?
I'm a professional boxer. You know much about the fight game?
No.
I'm the heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, it's nice to meet you, champ, but I gotta go.
Wait, come on. One drink's not gonna hurt.
I have something better to do. Deb, I'll meet you at the steam bath tomorrow, 6. Dan.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Hey.
Joan.
How you doing?
Interesting broad. Where'd she develop her personality? A car crash?
State Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to actress Elizabeth Perkins about the Moody's on Fox, Truth Be Told on Apple TV+, and now About Last Night with Elizabeth, Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Jim Belushi. This was a coming-of-age movie, especially to the people that were living in Chicago and at a certain age themselves. But 35 years ago, how old are we, for God's sake?
My Lord, when you said that, I kind of, like the hair on the back of my neck went up like, whoa. Yeah, early 20s. And our first day of shooting was down in Grant Park. We were playing big softball. And I thought to myself, wow, this is deja vu, because I played softball when I was in school there. So it was like, oh, old home week, and here I am back in Chicago shooting a movie. It was a great time. Great time.
I bet. And you know, the screenplay was Tim Kazrinsky, Denise DeClue, David Mamet, Sexual Perversity in Chicago. But Chicago really did play such a prominent role, just the city itself in this film, didn't it?
I know, and it was great to see at the time, you know, that we shot the L, we shot Grant Park, we shot Division Street. We saw it from rooftops with great visuals of the skyline. And it was really sort of a statement on the current dating scene in the early 80s. You know, the bar scene off of Division at the time was just hopping. You know, that was back before, like, Linkin Park became popular.
Right, yeah, it's true.
You know,
yeah.
So it was really a great study on the current status of dating in Chicago.
Extensive location filming, said director Edward Zwick, that enabled us to make a movie as opposed to a filmed stage play, because this was obviously a play. So it kept the spirit of this thing intact. And some of the sites, you know, you mentioned, because there's, you know, there's always movie tours in Chicago and where things took place. And you're going to, you know, the Home Alone house and all these other little iconic places in Chicago. But you were at Wrigley, the Biograph, Kelly's Pub on Western, Mother's, Bootleggers, Grant Park, as you mentioned. Some of the bridges, Division Street, the lakefront, the Brown Line.
It was all like, where are we today?
And people don't, you know, who go see the movies, some don't get this, but you don't really ever shoot in sequence necessarily. So you said your first scene was in Grant Park, which I think might have been the end of the movie.
It was the very end
of
the movie.
Yeah.
And we shot it first. And it's so iconic to see softball in Grant Park like that. And Ed Zwick just was in love with Chicago. And it was very much a Valentine from him for the city at the time. And it's beautifully filmed. Beautifully filmed.
And at that time, you hadn't worked with any of the actors or actresses, had you? Or had you worked with Jim Belushi at all?
No, I had actually never done a film before that.
Right, that was the first one.
To be honest, was really out of my league. I had been brought in to audition for the movie by a man named Stuart Okin, who was one of our producers who used to run the Apollo Theater on Lincoln Avenue there. And I was just surprised I got the part.
That's cool.
It was also during sort of Rob Lowe mania.
That's true.
We had thousands of girls who would show up to the sets, particularly when we were doing these great exteriors, and we had to sort of cordon them all off on one section. And I had never seen anything like it. Of course, it was my first film, and I couldn't believe it was actually happening. They were screaming. We had to keep them quiet in between takes.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I was reading this. Roger Ebert said 4 out of 4 stars, which is a big deal for him back in the day. Rarest of the rare recent American movies, because it deals fearlessly with real people and places. And that's not bad for a first movie role to have that happen.
For Ebert to say that too, it was pretty great.
So you went to Chicago's Goodman School of Drama at DePaul. So how did you get to Chicago?
My father lived in Chicago. My parents were divorced. My dad ended up in Chicago working for Playboy. And so I ended up there, and I auditioned for the Goodman School, never thinking I would ever get in. And I did. And it was some of the best times of my life. I was there for 3 years. That led me to work at the Goodman Theater. It led me to work at the Steppenwolf Theater, at the Northlight Theater, and really just helped sort of launch my career. I'm really indebted to the city of Chicago for that.
Wow, that's very cool.
Nothing but great memories.
Yeah,
nothing
that's great.
Great memories.
Great to hear. When was it in your childhood or growing up that you kind of knew this is what you wanted to do?
I really wanted to be a veterinarian. That was what I really wanted to do when I was a kid. And I just was really bad at math.
Okay.
And so I had always sort of acted in the school plays, and eventually I sort of realized, hey, I can do this. I'm all right at this. Mm-hmm. And once I got out of school and realized that I could actually earn a living at it, there was no going back. I still sort of dream of being a veterinarian every now and then, but
you can still do
I think
that.
I'm an actor.
Yeah, I think you're an actor. I think you're pretty solidly locked in to that. What are some of the things in... Like, do you ever make it back here? You know, outside of the pandemic, do you ever come back and hit any of the old neighborhoods or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. My best friend still lives in Chicago, in Lincoln Park, and I'm there all the time. I still have so many friends in Chicago. I left Chicago to go to New York, and it was based purely on finances. Like, I thought, oh, I can go to New York and make more money, and I can get into television and film. And back then, Chicago was not as media forward as it is now.
Right.
You know, I didn't have an agency that I could sign with. So it was purely for financial reasons that I left. And It's still my favorite city in America. I always will be.
That's great. The Moody's are now in their second season on Fox Thursdays at 8 Central. And you can catch the first season of Truth Be Told on Apple Plus. What a pleasure spending some time with you. And I hope to see you in Chicago soon.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you paying attention to our show. And thank you for this interview.
My pleasure. Take care, Elizabeth.
Take care.
All right. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next here on 720 WGN.